Blog Talk Radio. Father God. Amen. Again, Hi there, sheep. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your hostess. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Now, most of you know that have your notepad handy, your pen or pencil, the New King James Version of the Bible that I read from, a cold glass of water. And sometimes for you, that may be the only glass of water you'll drink each day or once a week or whatever. You know your body needs water, so be sure to have that glass of water. We are reading from the Old Testament book of Daniel. We are in the last chapter, chapter 12. That's where we want to read from. But before I start reading, I want you to know that in the book of Matthew, chapter 15, let's turn there right quick, verse 14. Let me see. I want you to know that Jesus, and I don't know why I want to tell you this, but Jesus came. Let me tell you why he came, and he called his people sheep. Let's see, Matthew chapter 15, verse 24 reads, "But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And you're wondering, well, what does that have to do with this lesson? Well, I just feel that I need to say that. And I also feel that we need to know that this, when you're reading from the book of Genesis, I want you to turn to Genesis chapter 15 right quick, or either you write this down. This is why I tell you to have your pen and pencil handy and your notepad. Genesis chapter 15, verse 13. If you read your Bible, you may come to the understanding that I have begun to come to. Genesis chapter 15, verse 13 reads, "Then he said to Abram, know certainly that that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and will serve them, and they will afflict them 400 years. And I say that to you because I think that I've begun to think that African American or black people in America are the lost sheep of Abraham, because we, our foreparents, were brought to America as slaves. Now, I strongly believe that. And I want you to know that I call you sheep. Not only because Jesus said that he came to save the lost sheep of Israel, but this is what he told me to do in a dream. He told me to feed his sheep. And I'm saying, well, you know, God, I can't do that. I didn't want to do that. I said, my voice trembled when I speak in public. And I went for years without doing that. And then one day, because that dream bothered me so much, I said, God, if you really want me to feed your sheep, then you must make it plain to me where I can understand, because I, you know, I'm not smart like a whole bunch of people. Kind of make it plain to me. So what he did years later, he came to me in a dream saying, minister unto the people. So when I talk to the people, those of you who listen, the very few listeners that I have, I want you to understand that I am being obedient. And not only did he come to me once that night in that dream where he said, minister unto the people, I watched the movie, got up, went back to bed. When I fell off to sleep again, I fell into that same dream where it says, minister unto the people. Fear not, I am with you. So here I am trying to be obedient. But it took, I went to a small church on the west side of Detroit. And the pastor's name was Bruce Brown. I forget the address. But I told him my dreams. And he, at the end of service, he called me up. He asked me if he could pray for me. And he prayed over me. And he prayed that I would have courage to do God's will. And so here I am doing what God told me to do. And that is feed his sheep and minister unto the people. So this ministry is inclusive. I don't care what your race, religion. I just don't care. And another thing, too, I listened to, before I get into reading Daniel chapter 12, I listened to a young man preaching over the Comcast TV, and he was telling the women to be quiet in the church. He cited Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 through 12, and 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 34 through 35. And I'm here to say to you that ever since I was a young child, when in Sunday school heard that women are supposed to be quiet in the church, I believed that up until God told me to feed his sheep. And now I have begun to believe that those who advocate or say woman is not supposed to preach or to be quiet, they do not know God as I know him. And this is why I do not teach or tell you all to read. Well, I will not. I do not intend to read any of the epistles of Paul, but you read them because I have. And those epistles of Paul are in the New Testament. I have yet to find anywhere in the Old Testament where it tells a woman to be quiet in the church. So I am not a follower of Paul. So many people are, but I am not. I hear a lot of pastors talking about we're under grace, and they're citing Paul. But I am a follower of Jesus Christ. Well, I suppose I've said enough for now. Let me get into the book of Daniel, the Old Testament book of Daniel. Speaking, chapter 12, Daniel chapter 12. It's the prophecy of the end times. Now, when I read the book of Matthew in the New Testament, and this is mostly where Jesus talks, he mentioned the abomination of desolation. And I did not know what it was, but he says that in Matthew 24, verse 15, he says that he mentioned the abomination of desolation. I'm almost there to tell you what he says. And he tells you that it's mentioned by the prophet Daniel. So I said that after we finish reading the book of Daniel, book of Matthew, we're going to read the book of Daniel to find out what is the abomination of desolation. And I did not know until I read last week what it was. And it came to me as I was reading that the abomination of desolation is man-made laws. men is going to try to replace God's laws with their laws. And you can see it happening in the United States now, where it was back in the 70s, they changed the law where a woman can have abortion, you know, and that was not so. And now you see different states changing the laws where same-sex couples can marry each other. And that's not biblical. They are changing the laws slowly but surely. Now let me get into reading chapter 12 after I tell you this, where I say, in the book of Leviticus, chapter 18, verses 22 and 23, it tells you no same sex. And also in Leviticus, you'll find laws about a lot of different things. It tells you in Leviticus 19, verse 28, no tattoos. And you walk around and see people tattoos all over, just looking hideous in my view. But nonetheless, let's start reading at the Old Testament book, Daniel chapter 12. And this is the prophecy of the end times. It says, at that time, Michael, and I think Michael is the archangel, shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the saints, or the sons of your people. And he shall be a time, and there shall be a time of trouble. I know I need to get more glasses, and I need a bigger writing Bible. But I'm making do with what I have. Let's see, let me start verse 12 again. At that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation. And back in those days, I didn't know that they even had the word nation. As I read the Bible, and I suggest you read it too, you'll find that there are a lot of words in the Bible that are intelligent words, words that sometimes I have difficulty pronouncing. Let me get back here. It says, such as never was since there was a nation. Even at that time, and at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book of life. Let me stop here at the end of chapter 1, verse 1. Those people written in the book of life, we need to understand that there is probably someone unseen that is watching us, and they're writing down the things that we are doing. And I encourage you, if God has told you to feed his sheep or do minister, giving you an assignment, you do that assignment. God will not tell you, I do not believe, to go out and murder anyone or anything. So your assignment should be something like what I do, feed his sheep or minister unto the people. Let's pick up reading at verse 2. And God, please let me finish reading chapter 12 this day. Verse 2, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt, disgrace. That's another word, is disgrace or contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmaments. You know, the firmaments, that's the heavens. Have you looked into the sky? It looks like it's going to be a nice day in Detroit, Michigan. I'm looking out my window right now. Have you ever looked out into the sky? It's just nice, clear, beautiful and there are white clouds, and then sometimes there's dark clouds, and then you look out at night time and you see just a plethora, just a sky full of stars. That's the firmament. That's what God has made. And I think that God is an artist sometimes. Let's continue reading. And those who turn many to righteousness, like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book. I didn't know they had the word book back in those days. Until the time of the end, many shall turn to and fro. And I believe that many will go from God and back to God and from God and back to God. And knowledge shall increase. And that has happened. Right now I'm talking to you over a small handheld cell phone. And then look, there are the iPods, the a lot of different technologies. Knowledge has increased. Let's pick up reading in verse 5. Then I, Daniel, looked, and there stood two others, one on this riverbank and the other on that riverbank. And one said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, how long shall these fulfillments of, excuse me, how long shall the fulfillment of these wonders be? Then I heard the man clothed in linen, and I'm thinking that is Gabriel, who came to interpret Daniel's dream. I think that started in chapter 9, verse 21. The man clothed, let me start reading at verse 7. And I think that is Gabriel. Then I heard the man clothed in linen who was above the waters of the river when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever that it shall be for a time, times and half a time. That I don't know. And when I do learn, if it's God's will, I will come back and tell you, sheep, what it is. And when the power of the holy people have been completely shattered or disabled or broken, all these things shall be finished. So everything that Daniel is talking about will be finished when man has completely don't even think about God anymore. Although I heard, I did not understand. I'm at verse 8. Then I said, my Lord. And this is why I try not to use the word Lord. Because Lord can be anyone over you. And I prefer using the word God. It says, my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified, I'm thinking that's cleansed, made white and refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination is set up. I'm thinking that the daily sacrifice, I think those are the prayers like the Islamic people do maybe 5 or 6 times a day. I think they pray 5 times a day. But I pray constantly. I pray all the time talking to God, to myself. Sometimes I may say something out aloud, but I go to God as often as I choose, and I'm thankful for that. The abomination of desolation is set up. There shall be 90 days. Let me read that again. Let me read verse 11 again. It says, and from that time that the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. I don't know that time limit. Verse 12. Blessed is he who waits and comes to the end of, excuse me, let's start verse 12 again. Blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1,335 days. But you go your way to the end, for you shall rest and will arise to your inheritance at the end of the days. Now those days, I cannot tell you what those are. I can tell you that Jesus Christ, in Jesus Christ's name, is not Jesus. I don't know what it is, because I have learned from the world Guinness Book of World Records of 1985 that the letters J and V did not come into being until about 30 years after King James had his people to translate the Bible. This Bible is written about people of color, or about black people, in my view. And this is why I tell you to read it. Read it for yourself. It doesn't matter what your color or race. Read it for yourself and get your own understanding. And then perhaps you might begin to see what I am saying, seeing, and understand what I am saying. God, Jesus is coming for everyone. And I was upset because he told me to feed his sheep. I don't know why you ministers weren't doing, or your pastors weren't doing what you were doing, because I, or should have been doing, because he chose me. And I am glad that he did chose get me out of the muck and mire, because I was just headed in the wrong direction. And I pray to God that he will keep me in the right direction. Let's have a word of prayer for closing. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your constant protection for us here in Detroit from natural disasters. And we thank you for protecting our lives from all hurt, harm, death, and danger. We also thank you for giving us this day our daily bread, and for giving us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Thank you for giving us peace, good health. Amen. See, wherever you go, take God, our Father in heaven, along with you. And if it is God's will, I'll be back with you next time.
Father, help your children. Let them fall by the side of the road, and teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. Jesus is love.
He won't let you down. And I know He forever in my heart. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause He's